I know people are hurting. This world can be so cruel.
Hello, I'm Jan van der Maat, and welcome to this edition of International Media. And so this week we will look at some of the issues that have stirred the media world, and we'll go to the United States. In the state of Montana, a special election was held on May 25 to determine the member of the United States House of Representatives. The election was necessary because incumbent Republican Representative Ryan Zinke had been appointed as United States Secretary of the Interior. And so over the weeks prior to the elections, the race became a neck-to-neck contest between the Republican candidate, Greg John Forte, and the Democrat, the country singer Rob Quick.
Shady Grove, my true love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my true love, going back to
her. Now we go back to May 24, the day before the election, and the campaign was still in full swing, and John Forte was approached by a Guardian journalist, Ben Jacobs, with a question.
The CBO score, because you know you were waiting to make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out.
And what we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have the
speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you don't.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the Guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
You, the last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
You'd like me to get the hot up here. I'd also like to call the police. Can I get you guys' names?
Hey, you got it.
He just body slammed me.
Fox News' Alexis Levinson was at the spot and witnessed what happened.
We were talking to Gianforte right before our interview, our photographer Keith Raley, our field producer Faith Mangan. We were all together in this relatively small room setting up for an interview that we had planned. He came in, Gianforte, and we started talking about restaurants and things in Bozeman specifically. And then about 2 minutes in, Ben Jacobs came in, said he was with The Guardian, put his recorder up about here, standard location from what I've seen, and started asking about the CBO score, the Congressional Budget Office score, and his reaction. That's when Gianforte said that he didn't, you know, he would get to him later. Jacobs persisted, and then Gianforte said, you know, talk to Shane, who was his press guy. And at that point, and I was looking right at the two men, at that point, that's when Gianforte put both hands on either side of his neck, grabbed him, grabbed Jacobs, threw him to the ground against this wall on the ground, got on top of him, not really straddling, but just kind of over him, punched him about 2-3 times and was saying, I'm really sick and tired of this, something to that effect. And then we saw Jacobs, I saw him, he scrambled away. He was on his knees. He was all upset and his glasses were broken. He said, you broke my glasses. You just body slammed me. And I was in shock.
And the incident attracted nationwide attention, even more pitching the so-called liberal left-wing media against the right-wing press. U.S. President Trump didn't really react to it, but his former rival, Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, used the incident as an example as to how what she calls the liberal press is being treated.
So, you know, Montana, those of you who saw the now newly elected member of Congress literally beating up, body slamming, pushing around a young reporter, you know what happened. You know that it had a really, you know, terrible look to it. The guy should never have been doing that. I don't know what enraged him so much, being asked about health care, which is sort of a strange trigger. So the NBC affiliate in Montana, I can't remember which city, Missoula or Billings, anyway, they've just been bought by Sinclair. So the NBC mothership in New York calls this station and says, can you send us the footage of what happened? They said, no, because that reporter was from a liberal paper. And we don't think it's a story we want to be part of. Now, I find that terrifying.
Well, in the end, Gianforte apologized publicly and said he would learn from his mistakes.
Last night, I learned a lesson. And no, please, I need to share something from my heart here, and I just ask you to bear with me. And when you make a mistake, you have to own up to it. That's the Montana way.
Amen.
Last night, I made a mistake. And I took an action that I can't take back, and I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that I'm sorry.
And you're forgiven.
Please. I should not have treated that reporter that way. And for that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs. I also want to apologize for the Fox News team that was there. And I'm sorry to each one of you that we had to go through this. That's not the person that I am, and it's not the way I'll lead in this state.
Another public apology came from a U.S. comedian. The question is, did or did she not go too far with her action? I'm talking about Kathy Griffin, who was affiliated with CNN's New Year's Eve broadcasts. On her Instagram pages, she published a picture shot by controversial celebrity photographer Tyler Shields of her staring sternly in the camera, with in her right hand something which looks like the severed head of U.S. President Donald Trump. Immediately, Trump's son, Donald Jr., reacted in a tweet.
Disgusting and not surprising. This is the left today. They consider it acceptable. Imagine if a conservative did this to Obama as president of the United States.
An hour or so later, even Chelsea Clinton, Hillary's daughter, joined in.
This is vile and wrong. It is never funny to joke about killing a president.
The result of Griffin's action was a massive Twitter storm with only a few people defending her right to free speech, and she saw herself forced to offer an apology.
Hey everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I ask your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
But to no avail. CNN announced that the cooperation with Griffin was terminated, and so now the comedian has to look for another job. And with that, we end this edition of International Media. Don't forget to tune in same time next week. And from me, Jan van der Made, goodbye.
In every way I will defend you. Count on me to be there. And you can stand with me. And I will stand up for you. You are not alone, I want you to know. This world wouldn't be the same without you. We can never be truly free until we lift all humanity. Don't ever let it get you down when trouble comes around. If you stand with me, then I will stand up for you. Stand with me, I will stand up.